Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Break the Case with Jennifer Coffendaffer. Inside the evidence, behind the headlines, from someone who's been there. Here now, Jennifer Coffendaffer.
True Crimers, welcome to Break the Case. I'm your host. I'm Jen Coffendaffer. Thank you so much for being here. I was on Court TV this morning, so had to switch gears and get a couple of things done. But I am so glad to be here to talk about the latest developments in this case. All of you who are, I just glanced down, I saw we have somebody here from Scotland and all these individuals overseas that are watching this case closely. Thank you for being here, the mods, and of course, all of you, what we call CONUS, the Continental United States folks, thank you for being here. There was a huge development in this case. And when I say huge, it's hard to really say huge loud enough. And that is the statement, because now we have completely taken out of the equation all of these individuals, Tommaso, Annie, anybody who, believe me, I've seen it all out there, Savannah, Cameron, it's all gone, no family. So this is so critical because it tells you how much work they were doing behind the scenes. And I want to read this statement because I think that part is really critical. All right. Statement from the sheriff, Chris Nanos, on Nancy Guthrie investigation. To be clear, the Guthrie family, to include all siblings and spouses, has been cleared as possible suspects in the case. The family has been nothing but cooperative and gracious, and are victims in this case. This is the paragraph that got me right here. To suggest otherwise is not only wrong, it is cruel. The Guthrie family are victims, plain and simple. Please, I'm begging you, to the media, to honor your profession and report with some sense of compassion and professionalism. That's big, guys. Whenever you have a statement come out like this, and believe me, I know so many people have lost faith in the words and the messaging of Sheriff Nanos. But I want to harken back to the Idaho 4 case. And in the Idaho 4 case, remember, there was horrible messaging, whether it was targeted, whether it wasn't. I mean, who was cleared, who wasn't. It was an absolute nightmare when we would listen into these pressers and get these statements that they made no sense. And finally, they got a grant and they hired a professional spokesperson. I don't know if you remember that. And then things went very smoothly after that. Listen, these sheriffs, these chiefs of police, they are not expert communicators. That's not what they do. Yeah, they glad handshake and, you know, move around and one-on-one. They have some, you know, charisma with their constituents. But this is not what they do well. And remember, too, they are so far removed from the investigation. Whenever we did have a press conference with the FBI, I can tell you that the special agent in charge would typically take the stage. I'm thinking very specifically on this big Crip takedown that we had. And he spoke very generally. It was literally like a scene out of The Accountant, you know, where the head gets up there and generally opens it up. Yes, we arrested this many and everything went great. But let me turn it over to my case agent. to talk about it. And in this particular case, I remember so specifically even what I wore. Actually, I wore yellow, light yellow. And all the questions were turned over to me to answer, because there's no way he knows the case like his detectives, meaning Nanos. He doesn't. There's no way. Even those detectives are drinking from a fountain, or I should say a fire hose, in terms of understanding all the nuances and intricacies of what's happening. And so for that reason, when you have these figureheads talk, it's never going to be that great. It just isn't. They're going to step on themselves. They're going to, you know, blah, blah, blah. That's why I like to see these written statements, because the written statements are well thought out. This isn't Chris Nanos that wrote this. I believe it would have been probably the help with the FBI. The FBI definitely concurred on this. You know, each FBI office actually has a information person that speaks on everything. And they're called media coordinators. And the media coordinators typically have a background in media. That's what they went to school for. They're special agents. So they're not what we call support staff. They're actual agents, but they have wanted to go into this area. I could tell you, for me, right when I was getting ready to retire, my special agent in charge asked me to please do that job. I declined because I really wanted to retire. I had a little six-year-old at home in kindergarten. I'd worked for 28 years, and I was so ready to retire. And, you know, that's what I promised. I promised I could give a year, and that's what I gave. And so the media position, it is a very honored position from the standpoint of, you can imagine, you're basically, your SAC is trusting you as their mouthpiece, and you can't take back what you say in the media. What my point is there are typically very experienced people who have already had a full career, and then they want to go into the media side of things and it still be at kind of the pulse of all the important cases, but work it from that angle. So I believe that that is probably who had, in large part, some say so in how this was written, particularly when I look back at some of this latter verbiage, which is really something, where, again, to suggest otherwise is not wrong. It's cruel. And I just have to concur. Look, what gets somebody cleared? First of all, an alibi. Talking about somebody who could physically be there. If you were at home and they can prove that you were at home, either through the surveillance footage around your house, your alarm system when you set it, your phone, maybe you are on a CPAP, who knows? There are so many ways. Of course, witness statements, right? In other words, anybody in that house can vouch for whether the person is there or not. That's not as conclusive, but when that's backed up by other information, such as I just named, if they have an alibi, we know they weren't there. For instance, we know Savannah Guthrie wasn't there. She physically was not there. So we're looking for a male suspect, but she could have been no accomplice to the physical taking of her mom, which I think most of us who have any sense at all and have watched this case closely from the beginning, none of us suspected Savannah, even though all these crazy rumors were flying around. Thinking that she would take her mother for a publicity stunt is so cruel. So cruel to have all this out here. And why is it out here? I'm going to tell you why it's out here. It is literally out here for just, what do they say, clicks and views. That's the cliche way to say it. You know, if people are following people that are dramatic, that are sensational, that are reporting rumors and not reporting fact, all I can do is just caution people. And I've done this before, because, you know, there are crackpots out there, you guys, lunatics. They're gone up here because they're just as bad as these crazy people sending these ransom notes, because they seek attention. And they seek misinformation, and they take joy in being able to put out a story and getting all sorts of views on it, and then recanting and moving on to the next sensational piece they can find, blaming somebody else. Yes, do we all? Look, I always say we cuss and discuss crime. We cuss and discuss it here, and obviously that is. Shoot, I know I have another hit coming up. Let me just double check here. So sorry. I think it's at 9:15 though. Let me just confirm this. Ooh, boy, it's in just a couple of minutes. I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to have to do another stream because I want to come in and talk about, I've got several more things to talk about that are developments, but I'm so sorry. I've got to make this quick hit right now and then I'll be back. All right, everyone, you'll see a new link come up. I do want to apologize, but I do have this News Nation that I must do. All right, until next time, may justice be served. I'll be back.
Want to break the case with Jennifer Coffendaffer even more? Then press subscribe right now and join Jen on YouTube. Just search Break the Case with Jennifer Coffendaffer now.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.